Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there. Welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. Today, we're going to dive right in. I am going to share with you 11 things, 11, that I do every single day to grow and center myself and to grow my business. I believe in consistency. And as I use these rituals and habits and small steps, they accumulate and grow together to create great results. It doesn't matter if you could have started yesterday. It doesn't matter if you could have started last week or last month on better habits. What matters is that you begin today and move forward. So don't cry over the spilled milk of a slow start. Instead, start now, not tomorrow. Like, start right now and keep going. Hey, I wanted to remind you guys about my experiment. Since this podcast sometimes feels one-directional, just like it's just me talking to you, I want to turn it into more of a discussion. And here's how we're going to do it. I want to hear from you. DM me at Candy Motzek, CandyMotzek, on Instagram. And tell me what you want to learn more about. What do you want to hear about on this podcast? Share your ideas with me for podcast episodes. Tell me where you could use some guidance. Share with me where you want some tips. Where do you get stuck? Where do you need clarity? Talk to me about your goals and why you're doing what you do. And I'll respond. I read every DM personally and I respond. And if your topic is something that I think is going to help a larger audience, I'll even do an episode on it. Then I'll dedicate the episode to you. And what that means is I'll give a shout out to you actually on the episode and on social. So that's it. Send me a DM at Candy Motzek and tell me what you want to hear more about. All right. So that's it for the updates. Let's jump into today's episode. So here are the 11 things that I do every day to keep me whole, to grow who I am, and to grow my business. I'm going to run through the list, then I'll explain a little bit more about each of them and how I implement them and why they work so well together. So number one is sleep. Number two is get up early. Number three is move. Number four is meditate. Number five is coaching. Number six is thought work, journaling, self-coaching. Number seven is review my goals. Number eight is review and remind myself of decisions, my decisions, and the power of making decisions. Number nine is think about my clients and wonder how I can serve them even better. Number 10 is learn. And number 11 is create. Okay, let me tell you just a little bit about each of these. Let's start back with number one, sleep. Yeah, I start the list with sleep. I sleep between 7 to 8 hours every night. And a good night's sleep is vital for so many areas of my health. I can't grow me. I can't stay healthy. And I sure can't grow my business when I'm exhausted. So sleep tops the list. And a good night's sleep always starts with a nighttime routine. Now, this routine doesn't have to be complex or formal or fiddly. It can be super easy. For example, I know that for me, for sure, when I look at my computer or phone in the evening, it doesn't help me get to sleep. Both the blue light and the stimulation of the news or social media just doesn't help me settle down. So my evening routine has me not being on my computer and not looking at my phone after about 8:30 p.m. I have a shower just before I'm ready for bed or a warm bath, and then I read in bed for a few minutes before I fall asleep. Now, that ritual is simple, The routine is easy to follow, and it's programmed me that when I do those things, stop looking at my phone, stop looking at the computer, have a bath or a shower, and then read in bed, my body knows that it's time to sleep, and off it goes. Number two, get up early. So getting a good night's sleep means it's a lot easier to get up early. I don't set an alarm, and I usually wake up around 5. I've created a morning routine that I enjoy. And that's the key word, I enjoy. I look forward to it. This, the enjoyment, also makes it easier to get up. I wake up and I think, oh my gosh, I get to do this fun thing. I'll do an episode on my morning routine in a few weeks. But for now, if you want to start getting up earlier, have something that you're waking up for, something that's interesting and fun, something that is way more enticing than sleeping. Number three is move. Much of my day is spent sitting at my computer, coaching clients, writing podcast episodes, writing emails, conversing with people on the computer. So I know that it's a good idea for me to move my body every day. And it can be movement of any kind. But I found that I need to move daily. I can't miss a day. It doesn't matter if it's walking my dog or at the gym doing a workout. And sometimes the movement can even be these little breaks of standing up and stretching between clients. And that helps to clear my mind and allows me to be way more present on my client calls. Number four is meditate every day, no matter what. I meditate. It helps to start my day from this place of calm. And I also find that because I have the habit of meditating and creating that quiet space, it's also the time when I get some of my most brilliant ideas. When I started learning how to meditate, I used to use the Deepak Chopra 21-day meditation challenges. Now, if you've been thinking about adding meditation, this is a great way for you to begin. Now, I've been doing it for years, and I meditate anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes in the morning. Number five is coaching. I'm a coach, so of course I work with a coach. My coach gives me perspective and helps me with insights like self-compassion and places that I block myself, those places that I just can't get to on my own with my own self-coaching. So yeah, doctors have doctors. Therapists have therapists, and a coach needs a coach. It only makes sense, right? How can I be a coach and sell coaching if I'm not doing my own work? Number six is self-coaching, thought work, journaling. I've given you sort of three phrases to describe it, but it is journaling with a purpose. I do daily thought downloads. I do belief work. And I do models. And the model is a tool that's taught by the Life Coach School. And I do this to grow my awareness. I look at the places where I have assumptions and the places where I've got some misguided thoughts that are holding me back. I have piles of journals. And my favorite are the Moleskine journals. And I usually go through about one a month. Number seven is review my goals. I set quarterly goals and I have a long-term vision. And I look at those goals every day. I connect with them emotionally so they stay top of mind and I don't forget why I'm doing what I'm doing. Number eight, I review and remind myself of my decisions and the power of decision-making. Now, this is a funny one. I have a list of thoughts about making decisions and I review them daily. Every single thing that I want can only be created when I make the decision to reach for it, or I make the decision to make a change. I connect and remind myself that everything starts with a decision. It helps me be way more decisive and way more effective. So instead of second guessing myself, I decide to decide, and then I keep moving forward. This decision-making skill and thought review. So when I say thought review, it's thoughts about the decisions that I'm making. They remind me that so much more is in my control than I might normally think. When it's up to me, I'm empowered instead of sitting back and waiting for it to show up. So reviewing these decision-making thoughts and the actual decisions that I've made reminds me that I'm in control. Number 9, I think about my clients a lot. I connect with them, I support them, and I consider, how can I serve them even better? My clients are amazing people, and I love coaching with them. Part of being a CEO of my business means that I want to continually improve and provide even more value to them. So I often ask myself questions like this: how can I help them get the results they want more quickly? What would make it even easier for them? How can I help them more? Who could I help today? Sometimes it means I'm simplifying, or I'm creating a process or a package, or that I'm condensing things so they can get the results even faster. Other times, it's finding ways to deliver even more value to support them, or finding a way to connect so that they know that they're important to me, and growing who they are so they can help their clients too. Number 10 is learn. I read, I watch videos, I take trainings, I am always learning. And this learning helps me help my clients even more, and it satisfies my value of continual learning. I grow, and because I grow, my clients get to grow too. And finally, number 11 is create. Create means things like recording these podcast episodes, writing emails and blog posts, designing and creating new resources for people in my community and to support my clients. I get great ideas of things to create during my morning meditation, and then I work out the details in my morning self-coaching. So do you see how all of these things start to work together? Yeah, all 11 work together so well. And that's it for today. So let's wrap it up. Which of these kinds of things do you do? Which of these is your favorite? Which of those 11 is your favorite? I hope that I've inspired you to try something new. I so appreciate that you're here. I so appreciate that you listen to me every week and that you're part of my community. And I hope that you're applying this stuff too. And remember, I want to hear from you. Send me a DM with ideas for future episodes, and I'll dedicate the episode to you and give you a shout out too on social. My clients are go-getters, and many of them have wanted to become a coach for weeks, months, or even years before they finally got started. Now, if this is your time, sign up for my free resource library. It's called the Coaches Online Business Academy. There's lots of free help in there waiting just to help you get started now. The link is in the episode notes, so go ahead and sign up today. And if you want more help, maybe you want to work more closely with me. Maybe you want to find out a little bit more about me or what it's like to work with me. Click the link in the episode notes and find out how to apply. Okay, I will be back and chat with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.